time for Joe's Need to Know News. If you hear a new voice in the background, please welcome to the show, Mackenzie. Now, you're a mom. I wonder if you've been annoyed by the song Baby Shark.
Yes. I loved it at first, and then I heard it 24/7, but I'm kind of on the rebound. I kind of am liking it again.
Then this might make you and other parents out there appreciate it, because a mom says that that song, as annoying as it is, actually helped save her 4-year-old boy. Check this story out.
Just picked him up with my right arm and just swam as fast as I could. I just remembered seeing Baby Shark, and I'm just sitting there singing out loud Baby Shark, thinking that she's gonna think I'm nuts.
Like, I don't know how to thank someone adequately who gives you your child back.
Now, why were they singing Baby Shark? Because while her son was struggling in the pool, another woman rescued the kid, but he was starting to drown, so they did CPR, and there's a couple of songs. Staying Alive has the perfect rhythm to do that, but also, I guess, Baby Shark, compress that chest right now. And they saved the little kid. He's going to be just fine. So
I love to hear that. That's great for everyone to know.
So I guess we need to play it some more. I won't do it for you right now.
It's a lifesaver. Oh, come on.
Does anybody here struggle with an afternoon nap? Because I do more than just an hour. It's more like an afternoon, like sloth fest.
Yeah, and then you wake up like a zombie.
Yes, that's how my life is right now. The health benefits of an afternoon nap have always been like, yeah, it's good for you to get a little hour or two. But now they're saying excessive daytime napping may come with a red flag. Researchers say the trait can now be an early warning sign of Alzheimer's.
What?
Yeah, in a recent study, researchers found the disease directly attacks part of the brain responsible for keeping us awake. Now, scientists aren't trying to alarm people who enjoy a regular nap, but they say adults who develop a new pattern of daytime napping, particularly with their nighttime sleep that doesn't change, might want to pay attention to that.
So I always thought napping was a good thing. The more sleep, the better, but no?
Yeah, so I just something to be aware of. I don't know. I sleep forever, so who knows what's going on with me. People who use emojis in text are having more pancake flipping time.
Really?
And they go on more dates. So
okay, who do you use? Because dudes, some dudes use emojis. Most women do. Some dudes don't. Do you emoji?
As a married man, I do. I don't think I would do it if my wife didn't do it and I was a single guy. But I feel like, yeah, as a married man, I do the emojis and I'll send her stuff. I don't drop the eggplant in there, but I send her other little kissy faces. I'll type like KISS and send her a little... Right
what
there.
About you, Pork Chop? Are you an emoji dude?
I emoji all the time. The thumbs up,
yeah,
the smiley
he does.
Face, the hands like raising in the air.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, well, they're saying if you do that, then they surveyed more than 5,000 single adults in the U.S. and they found those who use emojis in text messages are more likely to have second dates, kiss their dates, and have a higher number of partners they're flipping pancakes with. So Pork Chop, you're back out on the prowl. You better only use emojis.
He's got a hot date coming up.
No actual words, pure emojis. Okay, and what is the most hated chore in America? Researchers surveyed Americans about chores and found that the average person spends 690 hours a year on household chores. What is the number one chore you guys hate? I'll give you the top five.
Cleaning the toilet.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be number one, right?
Dishes.
What about you, Liv?
I have no idea.
All right, you just love
taking
doing
out
them
the
all.
Trash.
All right, well, they say the number one thing that we hate are doing the dishes, but I would agree with Mackenzie.
Hey,
the toilet.
The toilet.
The toilet is way worse than doing dishes.
The toilet's fun and easy.
I have to, like, mentally prepare myself for the toilet. I'm like, okay, we got this. Let's go in quick.
Did Pork Chop just say that the toilet's fun?
Yeah, like cleaning the toilet. It's fun
you
and
think
easy.
It's, okay, how do you make it fun and easy?
I don't know, because the juice is so blue. Like when you squirt the juice and you have to get it just right.
Just
and then
like,
you let it sit.
No, no.
You don't have to do anything. You squirt some juice
it's
and let it sit.
Just like Baby Shark, because there's a bunch of do-do-do-do-do around the toilet. Bowl.
I'm a germaphobe, so it ekes me out even getting close.
Ugh, that's disgusting. Yeah, they say laundry, cleaning the bathroom, sweeping or vacuuming, and cooking and grocery shopping. Maybe it's a guy thing, but I feel so bad. My wife asked me to go, but I hate grocery shopping.
You do?
I love it.
What do you
like
it.
What do you like about it? I'm like, get out of my way, old lady with the shopping. Cart move.
I could, but I spend way too much. Never go hungry. That's always my main mistake. I'm always go in there starving and I get way too much food and then it goes to waste.
And I don't know how we celebrate it. It's definitely self-serving, but today is a special day, ladies and gentlemen. It's National Radio Day.
What?
So I don't know what that means.
That's perfect for my first day.
There you go.
This
you
is so cool.
Couldn't have picked a better day. So congratulations. If you're listening right now and working radio, it's your special day. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can see this up on our website. Also, we will put a swipe up link online on our Instagram to search for Radio Now AM Show.